I hope you all are having a good day and ready to jump back into Esther. And today I want to really kind of follow up with where we ended last session, because we talked about compromise and how God doesn't want us to compromise. He wants us to trust Him. Are we really going to trust God or trust man? And that's really what that boils down to, is compromise is just trusting man, or seeking the approval of man. And not trusting God. And so today I want us to take that idea, because I think we are accountable when we compromise, when we do seek to the approval of man over God. I think that's something that we should recognize in our life. We should confess that, because that is sin. Because Jesus even said, if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before the Father. And so, like, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father. Like, Jesus said that. And so we have to remember that and understand what that, how we should live that out as a response to that. And so I want us to think about that, like, because we do have to understand that. But I also want us to see in verse 11 here, or verse 10 and 11, that we'll talk about in verse 9 and 10, how God is still working in and through Esther. Like, He is still winning favor with Haggai for Esther, and that she was taken into this whole situation was passively by God. Like, this wasn't Esther's doing. This wasn't Mordecai's doing. This is that God was working, again, behind the scenes, underneath it all. And so her winning this favor is because God is working. And so, yes, they are compromising. Yes, they are doing things that they shouldn't. They are essentially being disobedient. But yet we still see God working in spite of it. See, here's the thing that we need to understand. God's not blessing them because of their disobedience. He's blessing and working in spite of it. And aren't you thankful that God still works, and His grace is even in spite of our disobedience and our failures? And when we don't obey Him, because we don't obey Him perfectly. Like, I think if we are all honest at the end of last session, if we could really think about it, we've compromised and trusted or sought the approval of man pretty recently. There's probably been something that we didn't say, or something we didn't do, or something we did do or did say, because we were seeking to please man rather than God. I think if we're honest, we could certainly find something pretty recently where we did that. We've all compromised. We've all sought the approval of man over God, because none of us are perfect, right? And so, thankfully, God's grace is still there for us. God's grace is still there even for those who compromise, those who fail. And I think about, we talked about in the last session, here was Daniel who refused to compromise, right? But I think when I read this, I think of the other side of that. I look at Peter. I mean, Peter failed Jesus over and over again. I mean, there was those times where he, blurted out, when Jesus said, I'm going to the cross. Peter's like, no, you're not going to the cross. If nobody's going to kill you, if they want to kill you, they got to go through me first. And then when the time came, and Jesus said, no, you're going to deny me three times. And he's like, no, I would never deny you. And then when the time came, what did he do? He denied Jesus. The time in Galatians where Paul says he went up to Peter and opposed him to his face because he was treating Jews and Gentiles differently. Whenever Gentiles would come around, Peter would go eat with the Jews because he didn't want to associate with the Gentiles. Even though he would say they were believers, he was segregating and isolating himself to the Jews. And Paul said, I confronted him to his face. Like, Peter failed multiple times, and there's other things that we could talk about there. But yet God still used him as an apostle, as the one who would preach the gospel. The first time the gospel is really preached in Acts, it's Peter, and he preaches and 3,000 people get saved. The one who denied Jesus three times, and Jesus knew that he was going to do that, then the Spirit used Peter to preach and 3,000 people get saved. I can think about in the Old Testament, I can think about Moses, that he killed a man and then didn't want to lead the people of Israel. He kept talking about how he was shouldn't be the one that was leading people, and yet God used him. You look at David, who committed adultery and had a man killed so that he could cover up having adultery with that man's wife. Like, we can go on and on, but there's so many places in Scripture where God used people that compromised, that failed, that disobeyed, and yet God's grace continued. And aren't you thankful for that? Because God would use those people who failed and compromised and disobeyed, guess what? There's still hope for you and me, because we are people who compromise and fail and disobey. And so I wanted to follow up last one and say, yes, we need to be real and be honest and come to terms about, are we really going to seek to please man or please God? But then I don't want it to just be, well, I've got to do better, but rather to just be reminded of God's grace that's there for us, even as compromisers. He still can use us, even not because we're compromisers, but in spite of it. And so what I want us to do is I want us to deal with our compromise and deal with our fear of man. Because what's going to happen is if we don't deal with that, then we're always going to run into something else. Like, just because we fear man today and we think, okay, well, if I do this or if I compromise in this way, then it's going to get better. You know, I've gotten through that. Well, guess what? The next time it's going to come up, you're going to have to deal with it again. Because if in business or with friends or whatever it is, in your relationships, it's never just one compromise. It's going to be one. It's kind of like a lie. It's like if you tell one lie, you're going to have to tell 10 to cover up for that. Well, compromise is the same way. If you compromise now, there's going to be another one and another one and another one. So we have to deal with that and ask for God to help us through His Spirit so that we can trust God with the results. But looking back on our life, we don't want to live a defeated life and say, well, God can't use me now because of my compromise, because I have failed Him and disobeyed so often that God's now done with me. What I want to encourage you with today is that God's not through with you yet. God still can work in spite of your failures. So we need to be real and honest and transparent with God and confess our sin, but also then cling to the truth that God's grace is still new for us every single day. He can still use people who have failed Him. We see that in Scripture over and over again. And we're going to see it right here. There's going to be a time, even in Esther, where Esther and Mordecai have to do what's right. And so we see that God is not through with them. God is still working. So understand that God still working is not because of their sin, but in spite of it. And so God working in your life and my life is not because of our sin, it's in spite of it. And He might still discipline us. He might still, He still wants us to deal with that sin, but His working is not because of our sin. It's in spite of that. It's because He's still gracious. So today, the last session, we ended it with praying, hey, saying, you know, I want to confess my sin. Today, let's end by praying and thanking God for His grace and being reminded of the gospel that God does save us. See, there was only one who's perfect, and He went to the cross and died. And your sin of compromise and your sin of disobedience and your sin of pleasing man instead of God, and I'm guilty of all those as well, disobedient and compromise and seeking to please man. Here's the thing. None of us are perfect, but all of those sins, our past, present, and future, were put on Jesus, the only one who didn't compromise, the only one who was perfect and sinless. It was all put on Him. So what we can cling to today is the truth that God is gracious and He forgives, because Jesus, the only uncompromising one, died to pay for our sin of compromise. So today He can still use you despite your disobedience and your sin from your past, or even what you're doing right now. If you'll confess that and then cling to the truth that, yes, I trust Jesus. And God, I'm so thankful for Your grace. God, help me today. I can't go back and undo what I've done, but God, help me today to live for You and to seek to please You, and help me to follow You and to trust You in everything in my life. And then that's where God can begin to start working in your life today. He's not through with you yet. Just like he's not through with Mordecai. Because of their compromise, if he was done with them, then this would just end right here. But I want us to look at verse number 11. It says, "And every day Mordecai walked in front of the court of the harem to learn how Esther was and what was happening to her." See, Mordecai had gotten her to compromise, and then he worried about her because he didn't know what was going to happen. But here's the thing. Just like we said, God had not left her. Even though she was compromising, God had not left her, because Mordecai didn't, even though he's walking by every day, he's kind of looking to see, can I see what's going on? Where is she? What's going on? Is she okay? Is she safe? What's she doing? He doesn't know. But here's what he needs to remember, and he probably doesn't at this time, is that God was with Esther. God was with Esther. She wasn't alone. And so what we have to remember too is that even though our sin, even though our disobedience that we have committed against God, if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus, number one, your sins are forgiven. And number two, God hasn't abandoned you. And so even though Mordecai was worried and trying to check on Esther, he couldn't be there with her, but God was. And so for us, we can know that if our faith and trust is in Jesus Christ as our Savior, then God is with us still, and he's not through with us yet. And so I hope that that encourages you today as we think through these things, that yes, our sin is a big deal. We need to confess that and deal with that and get real with that, but also understand that God is gracious, and that every sin that you and I have committed, if we have put our faith and trust in Jesus, it has been paid for. And so God's not through with you yet. Put your faith and trust in him again today. Praise him for his grace. Thank him for his grace, and live as a response to that grace that he offers each and every day. So God bless you. Hope you all have a great rest of your day, and we will see you soon.